Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding Mamish on the last line, the last few words on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Asha Mitzayra Sheshachtoi Shalai Lishmai, let's say you have an Asha Mitzayra, part of the Taira process of a Mitzayra is that he brings a Karban Asha. If you Rashi, the Karban Asha is not Ma'akiv Mamish, his Taira, but it's Ma'akiv, his Taira Le'inyin Achilas Kachem. He's not able to eat Kachem until he brings this Karban Asha. So let's say you have an asham of a mitzayra, which was shechtet shloi lishmai. So the halacha is that the carbon itself is kosher, but it doesn't work. It's not also lebailim l'shem chayva. It doesn't actually count as the mitzayra's carbon asham. So says Rabbi Yochanan, in such a case, banu l'machleikas or meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. With regards to whether or not he's able to then go ahead and bring a new carbon asham, it's going to be totally the machleikas or meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that we've been discussing until now. The machleikas or meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, if the dam spills in the middle of the hazois, according to Rabbi Meir, he goes back to the beginning. And according to Blaz of Reb Shimon, he starts from where he left off. So Reb Meir, Damer Yavi Acher V'Yascha B'Tchila, according to Reb Meir, who says that he starts again from the beginning of the Hazois, Hachanami Yavi Acher V'Yishchei. Here too also, he'll get a new Karban Asham, and he'll shecht it. We'll see soon that, as opposed to the contrast, the Reb Blaz of Reb Shimon, Sha'aymer Mimakam Shapasak Misham Hum Aschil. Right, they said when it comes to the Hazois that he picks up from where he left off, so meaning that they gave significance to the half of the Hazois that he did, so too Hacha, Ein Lei Takana, over here he won't have a Takana, because here also they'll say that there's significance to this Karban Asham that was Shechted already, because it's like half a mitzvah, so to speak, it's kosher, it's like also Labailam Hashem Chayva, but Lamaisa, it wasn't a nothing, so they'll hold that there's significance to that, and therefore the Mitzvah won't be able to bring a new Karban Asham, because he has to only bring one Karban Asham and not Fract Gemara mask of Rav Chista asked Rabbi Yochanan, is that really true that according to Rabbi Meir he could bring a new Karban Asham? The Torah says Aisai, which is mashma, that it has to be the Karban Asham which was brought with the Leg Shemen, that's the one that you have to use. And you can't just go ahead now and get a new Leg Shemen, because the Torah says by the Leg Shemen that it has to be one. So being that has to be the Leg Shemen, and it has to be the same keves, the same animal that was brought with the Leg Shemen, so you can't just go ahead and get a new animal and bring it as a Karban Asham. So says the Gemara Kasha. But Al Kapan, we have a Machlaikas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chista Bedas, Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could bring a new Asham. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Braisa which seems to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Shaykh to bring a second Karban Asham. Because the Braisa says, Asham, it's Irish, Shachtu Shalay Lishmai. This case, Mamish, you have the Karban Asham which was Shachtu Shalay Lishmai. Ishlay Nasam Idama Lagabi Behainais. Or if the Kain didn't put the blood by the thumbs of the Mitzaira. So the halacha is Harez. The carbon itself is still kosher. It requires nesachim, like the din of a asham mitzayra. But the mitzayra himself is going to require a new carbon asham. So you see, it's shayich, a new carbon asham, like Rav Yochanan, not like Rav Chista. So what's Rav Chista going to say back? Says the Gemara, Rav Chista Amar Lecha, Rav Chista will tell you, my tzaruch, tzaruch vein leitakana. The Braisa just means that that's what he needs, but avada, he won't be able to do that. Frak the Gemara of a Tani Tana Tzarech Vein Leitakana. Do we have such a thing that the Tana would say a lashon of Tzarech, and really he means that you're stuck? Says the Gemara, and yes, but Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, Nazir Memura. If let's say you have a bald Nazir, so Luchari is not going to be able to end his Naziris. Part of ending the Nazir's Naziris is that he shaves his head. But here he's bald, so what does he do? So Beishame Oimrim Tzarech Avarastar. He needs to just, he still shaves his head. Even though he doesn't have any hair, he puts the razor over his head. Ubeisil Oimrim Ein Tzarech Avarastar. He doesn't need Avarastar. He doesn't have any hair. Now, Va'amar Biavina, Rabbi Avina said, regarding Beishame Shita, that Kisha Oimrim Beishame Tzarech, when Beishame said he needs to shave his head, Tzarech Vein Leitakana, they just mean to say that that's what he needs to do, but he doesn't have any hair, so he won't be able to. So really he's stuck, and he won't be able to shave his head. So if that's Ma'akev, he'll be a Nazir for the rest of his life. That's what Beishame meant to say. So you see a Lashon of Tzarech that really means Vein Leitakana. Now says the Gemara that this understanding of Beishame, Rabbi Avina's understanding of Beishame, was Upligad Rabbi Pedas. It's not like Rabbi Pedas' understanding of Beishame. Damar Rabbi Pedas told us that Beishame and Rabbi Lazar Amudav Recha, that we find that Beishame and Rabbi Lazar, they hold of the same thing. Beishame had Amran, this sheet of Beishame that we just mentioned. Rabbi Lazar, what's Rabbi Lazar's he's talking about? The Tani, we learned in a Braisa that Ein Lei Bayan Yad Uvayan Regel. If let's say you have a Mitzayra that doesn't have any thumbs, so Ein Lei Tahara Elamis, the Tanakama holds, he can never become Tar because he can never accomplish putting the Dam on his thumbs. Rabbi Lazar, Aimer, Nice and Amakayme Vyaitse.
that no, he, you put it on the place of where his thumbs would be, and then that's how you're yaitze with that. Reb Shimon Aymer, Reb Nasan Al Shal Smol Yatza. They are yaitze if he put onto his left thumbs. But Al Kapanim, you see from Reb Lazar Shita, that you see Reb Lazar Shita is that nice in Al Makaymei V'yaitze. You just put it by the place of where his thumbs would have been. And now Rabbi Pidah said that that's what Beishamai meant also. So that means it must be that he understood Beishamai to be saying that you just put the razor over the Mitzayir's head, even though over the Nazir's head, even though he won't actually be shaving anything because he doesn't have any hair, but he just passes the razor over his head. That's how Rabbi Pidas understood Beis Shammai. Not like Rabbi Avina, who understood Beis Shammai as Tzarech Vein Le'Takana. Says the Gemara Vayter, a brisa regarding the Kabbalah Sadam of an Asham Mitzayro, Tan Rabbana, we learned in a brisa, V'lokach Midam Asham. It says that the Kohen catches the Dam. Yachal Bekli. I might think he's supposed to catch it into a Kli. Tamalaymer V'nasan, the Torah says he places it onto the ear and the thumbs of the Mitzayro. Ma Nesina Ba'atzmei Shal Kohen. Just like the Nesina, just like when he places it onto the thumbs, he does it with using his hand. Aflekicha Ba'atzmei Shal Kohen. So too, when he catches the Dam, he catches it into his hands. So Yachal Aflam Mizbeach Kohen. I might think also when it comes to the Mizbeach, he sprinkles the Dam onto the Mizbeach with his bare hands, not using a Kli. Tamalaymer Kikachatas Ha'asham Hu. The Torah compares the Asham to a Karban Chatos. Chatas tuna kli, just like a carbon chatas requires a kli, af asham to an kli, so to the asham, he sprinkles it from a kli. So nimtzata aimer, what comes out is an asham mitzera, shnei kaihanim mekabum as dama. You have two kaihanim catch its dam. Echa biyad vecha bekli, one with his hands and one into a kli. Zeshekibo bekli, baloetz al mizbeach. The one who catches it into a kli, he then goes and takes the dam to the mizbeach to sprinkle it. Vezeshekibo biyad, baloetz al mitzera. And the one who catches it in his bare hands, he goes to the mitzera to put it onto his thumbs and onto his ear.